Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 947, for Saturday, July 6th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Moving back up one to number 20, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 13,749 views. That is a decline of 558, or about 4%, and is about 800 fewer than last week's number 20. Dropping 7 to 19, A Jest of Robin Hood, by Fred Serval, published by GMT Games, with 14,081, about 300 more than Terraforming Mars, and a decline of 23%. This game is really all over the place. Since it debuted at number 5 a few weeks ago, it has gone like this: from 5 out of the top 100 for 2 weeks, then back up to 7, down to 9, to 15, to 23, back up to 12, now down to 19. The first of several games, well, I guess it's just 3 games, in a row, that returned to where they were 2 weeks ago, back up 1 to 18, Dune Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 16,362. 2,300 more than Robin Hood, and a gain of 10%. Back down 4 to 17, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 16,598. Only about 200 more than Dune, a decline of 5%. Back down 2 to 16, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 16,720. 122 more than Heat, and a decline of 4%. After 11 weeks in the top 10, including 1 week at number 1, down 6 to 15, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto and published by Liebelud, with 17,009, about 300 more than Spirit Island, and a decline of 14%. After being in the top 10 again for a week 2 weeks ago, at number 9, and then last week dropping back to 20, back up 6 to 14 is Sky Team, by Luc Raymond, published by Le Scorpion Masqué, with 17,119, 110 more than Harmonies, and a gain of 17%. After debuting at number 6 last week, down 7 to 13, Cities, by Phil Walker Harding and Steve Finn, published by Devere, with 17,648, 500 more than Sky Team, and a decline of 13%. Re-entering at number 12, Voidfall, by Nigel Buckle and David Turchi, published by Mindclash Games, with 17,891, about 250 more than Cities, and a gain of nearly double what it had last week, a 91% gain. It would have been somewhere in the 40 to 50 range last week. I don't actually compile the list any further down than number 40, so this is just outside that. Returning to where it was 3 weeks ago, at number 11, up 4 this week, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 18,206, about 300 more than Voidfall, and a gain of 6%. So, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new entries in the top 10. Falling out are from 6 to 13, Cities, from 9 to 15, Harmonies, from 4 to 31, Iliad, from 3 to 83, Horrified, World of Monsters, and from 8 out of the top 100, Shikoku 1889. Number 10, Skyrise, by Sebastian Pochon and Adam Wise, published by Roxley Games, with 18,343, just about 140 more than Brass, and more than double what it had last week when it also was somewhere in that 40 to 50 range. It has returned for the first time in 9 weeks, or is away for 9 weeks, and is charting for the fifth time. That mark of 18,300, about 1,000 fewer than last week's number 10. And after we had a gap of about 2,300 between 18 and 19, now we see a gap of a little less than that, about 2,000 between 18 and 10. Number 9, Dune Imperium Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 19,002, about 650 more than Skyrise, a gain of 48% from where it was last week at number 24, a 15-position climb, as it returns to the top 10 after 10 weeks away and charts for the 21st time. It's 10 weeks. Here's the last 10 weeks of Dune Imperium Uprising since it's been out of the top 10. It fell to 12, then down to 20, 21, 24, 24, 18, 26, 21, 25, 24, and now all the way up to number 9. So pretty consistently there in the 20 to 25 range. And I don't see why it's had this big boost now, other than in the forums anyway, all it mentions is it's now in the top 100 on BoardGameGeek. Sometimes these things just happen. Number 8, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 19,492, more than Uprising, and a decline of 3% as it falls back one spot from last week. Number 7, Foundations of Metropolis, by Emerson Matsuuchi, published by Arcane Wonders, with 20,200, about 700 more than Slay the Spire, and a decline of just 8 views, 400ths of 1%. It loses 2 positions here in its second week in the top 10. Number 6, Blood, by Diego Fonseca and Leonardo Romero, published by Ludus Magnus Studio, with 20,439, about 200 more than Foundations of Metropolis, and this is a debut. The GameFound blurb for Blood calls it, or says, quote, "Lead a weird party of anti-heroes against terrifying vampire character or champions into Dracula's castle," unquote. It's a cooperative boss battler and has had over €500,000 pledged. Number 5, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 23,933, nearly 3,500 more than Blood, which is roughly the gap from Blood at number 6 down to Dune Imperium at number 18. This is a 24% gain for Ark Nova, more than 4,000 views, as it climbs 5 positions from last week to the highest position it has seen since February 3rd, 5 months ago, when it was last number 5. As far as the reason for the jump, likely it's on news of alternate maps that have been implemented on Board Game Arena, like basically a variance or kind of like an expansion, but it's only going to be digital. Number 4, Asian Tigers, by Nuno Bizarro Santero and Paulo Soledad, published by Pythagoras, with 23,979, just 46 more than Ark Nova. This is a debut, an economic game set in Southeast Asia of the 1960s, and it is the first in a series of games we're going to see here that I think are primarily here because of the controversy they've generated. This one over apparently using AI on the box cover. Number 3, Night Shift, published by Exotic Cancer, with 50,691, 26,000 more than Asian Tigers. Now that is a decline of 18% from last week, but as was true last week, it's more than double what the game right behind it has. It is a decline of one spot, and naturally, since this is a game about a strip club, there's part of your controversy here. Number two, an adult game, that is not the name of it, designed by Adrian Collier and published by Reroll Works with 53,901. It's about 3,000 more than Night Shift, and this is our highest debut, our highest new entry. It is an 18 and up party game created with the LGBTQ community in mind and has cartoony, though explicit, graphics, as well as a fairly explicit game title. Number one, Arcs by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 57,323, 3,400 more than the runner-up game, and a decline of 19%, so 13,000 off of last week's total. The last 2 weeks, it has had totals that put it in the top 100 list of all time, although this is still more than it had 3 weeks ago. This is, in fact, its fourth consecutive week at number one, six total weeks. And it becomes the first game to run 4 weeks in a row at the top since Ark Nova did it back in July of 2022. For Saturday, July 6th, 2024.